Nearly 2 million visitors will come to Logan Pass during the short 2 to 3 month summer season. This shuttle stop is literally the high point of the Going to the Sun Road, as well as the high point of many visits to the park. The pass sits along the Continental Divide at 6,646 feet and treats visitors to sweeping vistas of mountains and subalpine meadows full of colorful wildflowers. The rangers at the Logan Pass Visitor Center can assist with answers to questions about the area and information on plants, wildlife, and hikes. A bookstore is also located in the Visitor Center. From the back of the Visitor Center, a boardwalk crossing flowering meadows leads to Hidden Lake Overlook. Snow often remains on the trail well into summer. This 1.5 mile walk provides visitors with dramatic views of Mount Reynolds, Clements Mountain, and sparkling Hidden Lake. Hikers can continue another 1.5 miles down a steep trail to the lake where Bear Hat Mountain rises high above on the far side. Please remain on the boardwalk and trail. A careless human step will leave a huge impact to plants in this fragile environment. Some may only grow 1/2 inch in 5 years. Across from the Visitor Center, on the other side of the Going to the Sun Road, visitors can experience one of Glacier's most popular hikes in the park on the Highline Trail. Hikers often share this trail with mountain goats, so please yield the right-of-way to these alpine residents. Although there are a few precipitous spots on the trail, don't let that discourage you from enjoying some of the most spectacular views in the park. Wildlife, including bighorn sheep, mountain goats, and an occasional bear may be seen, as well as smaller animals such as Colombian ground squirrels and hoary marmots. Feeding any wildlife, large or small, is strictly prohibited. While wildlife may seem tolerant of humans, respect their need for space and do not approach. For both your safety and the safety of the animals, if an animal moves towards you, please move away.